Are you a heart-centered entrepreneur who is struggling or stuck in your business? Are your negative thoughts, fears, or sabotaging behaviors holding you back? Kate is the success and business mindset mastery expert who has developed a unique system to help you attract more clients, more opportunities, more money, and more confidence quickly and easily. If you're ready to take action and bring your business to the next level, contact her for a complimentary strategy session at www.successcoachingwithkate.com.
Well, hi, everybody. I'm Kate Beaters, and welcome to the Tap Into Success Show. And I just want to welcome my listeners all over, because I know that you all are just all over the world listening, and you know, whether you're listening live or to the archive later on. And for those of you who are first-time listeners, I just want to tell you a little bit about myself and the show. I'm known as the Success in Business Mindset Mastery Expert because my career has just skyrocketed in the last 18 months since I started doing what I'm doing. And I work with heart-centered entrepreneurs who want to have greater success in their business. And I help them release those blocks that are holding them back, you know, those negative thoughts and sabotaging behaviors. And I do this through a unique system I've developed that combines my business expertise, tapping, or it's also known as EFT, and the law of attraction. And we quickly get rid of these blocks. And then they start seeing changes right away, which means they're getting more clients, more money, more opportunities, and ultimately much more confidence about themselves and what they're doing. And some of my clients even tell me that they've doubled their business within a few months. And I just want to share this story with you, because a lot of you have requested I share stories either about my clients or about me. So I wanted to share, actually it's a new story about me, but I'm really excited because I can finally talk about it. A while ago I set goals for my business, and I really wanted to be able to get my gift out in a big way. And one thing that I really admired was the Tapping World Summit, and I really wanted to be part of it. It's very, very well known in my industry. But, you know, truthfully, if I had shared that idea with people in my industry, they would have thought I was crazy. They would have laughed at me because, you know, I'm a new practitioner. Like today, my business is about 18 months old, so I'm very new at all this. But what I did was I worked with another practitioner, because I believe that's what you need to do. You need to kind of investigate yourself and work with others. And I cleared out those blocks that popped up, you know, things like this couldn't happen, or my expectations, you know, were too far away, all sorts of things that would never happen, I wasn't experienced enough, things like that. And I'm really, really excited to share with you, because I'm going to be a featured speaker for the 2011 Tapping World Summit, and they're expecting over 300,000 listeners worldwide. So I'm so totally honored to be part of it. And now if those blocks had held me back, I wouldn't have had that opportunity to get my gift out in a big way. And those are the types of things that I help my clients with. But I also want to add a caveat to the story. I'm not trying to help my clients just manifest one thing, like just a car or just an event or something. It's really about the whole point of all this is to enjoy the journey. Because what's the point of getting the results or getting the success if you're not having fun? And that's what I really teach my clients. And I've got some good news for you all, too. If you did miss my free live call that I held this past week where I share my number one secret to attracting the money that you want in your business fast, you can still get a recording, and that's at successcoachingwithkate.com/SBMM preview, which stands for Success in Business Mindset Mastery Preview. Now, the real reason I wanted to have a radio show is I wanted to have guests on my show who've helped me along in my journey, you know, so which has helped me enjoy each day that I'm living. And I'm so, so, so excited about my guest today. You could probably hear it in my voice, because I'm just thrilled to have her. And let me read you her biography, then I'm just also want to add a couple of my own personal comments, and then we'll bring her on the air. Marcy Shymoff is a number one New York Times bestselling author and a world-renowned transformation teacher. As an expert on happiness, success, and unconditional love, Marcy has inspired millions of people around the globe, sharing her breakthrough methods for personal fulfillment and professional success. Her newest book, Love for No Reason, 7 Steps to Creating a Life of Unconditional Love, is brand new out right now. And in it, Marcy introduces a revolutionary program to live in a deep and lasting state of love and shows you how to access that at any time and in any circumstance. Marcy's other books include the runaway bestseller, Happy for No Reason, 7 Steps to Being Happy from the Inside Out, and 6 titles in the phenomenally successful Chicken Soup for the Women's Soul series. Her books have sold more than 14 million copies worldwide in 33 languages, and she's topped all the bestseller lists. And she's been on the New York Times bestseller list for a total of 118 weeks. That's huge. Marcy is one of the best-selling female nonfiction authors of all time. And Marcy is also the host of the national PBS television special called Happy for No Reason. In addition, she's a featured speaker for the international film and book sensation The Secret. And Marcy's a professional speaker and leading expert on happiness, success, and unconditional love. She's dedicated to helping people live more empowered and joy-filled lives. So please join me in welcoming her on our show today, Marcy Shymoff.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you.
Thank you. I am so excited because I have to tell you, you know, I've admired your work for so long, and you know, my first experience with you was seeing you in The Secret because you were one of the featured guests on that. And I was curious because I always ask all my clients when they first start working with me to watch your movie. Mm-hmm. And that's how so many of them learn about the law of attraction. And I was curious, how did you learn about the law of attraction?
Oh, I was really lucky. One summer in between, I think, my junior and my sophomore and junior year of college, I was home working a very, very, very boring job, temporary job as a receptionist in this, I don't even remember what kind of office it was, but I was so bored, and I complained one day to one of the employees there, and so he brought me a book. And the book was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Oh, wow.
And it got me hooked. I started reading Napoleon Hill and Wallace Wattles and Ogmandino and all the books on the law of attraction. And that summer was my inauguration, initiation into the law of attraction. And I've been studying it and using it ever since. So that was, 34 years ago. So I've been very lucky.
Wow, that's such a great story, Marcy. Well, I have to tell you that, you know, your work in the movie has just influenced so many of my clients because they never were even aware that they could think like that and track those types of things in their lives. So thank you so much on behalf of them and me and everybody for doing that.
Well, it really struck a chord clearly in people around the world. I mean, I've seen four major shifts happen in the last 15 years in the sort of transformational world. And the first one, I think, happened with the Chicken Soup for the Soul series that I was so fortunate to be a part of. And that was when people started to recognize that they needed to be inspired, that these stories about other people were inspiring to them, that they could live better lives when they heard about the other people in those stories living better lives. Then The Secret came along. And I think The Secret was another step along the way where people were realizing that we have the power to make changes in our lives through our thoughts and through our words and through our actions, that we're all energy and that we affect our lives through the energy that we put out. And then there was this other wave that happened soon after The Secret, which was the whole happiness wave. There was all this research done about happiness. And all these books came out at the same time, and I happened to have one of them, but there was a wave of books about how we can raise our happiness set point or our happiness level in life. And then in the last 6 months to 1 year, I would say there is the newest wave, and this is the wave about love. And ultimately, I think it's the biggest one there is. So I'm very excited to be talking about love because love and the law of attraction are completely connected, you know. The law of attraction is all about our energetic vibration, and love is the highest energetic vibration on the planet. So if you want to attract more easily, be in the energy of love.
Well, I was just thinking that people should also kind of hang on to your coattails because you are definitely at the forefront of everything.
This has not been my doing. I feel like I've just been moved in these ways, and I feel very grateful for it. But, there's what's really exciting is that right now this energy of love is just, I am experiencing it everywhere. Everywhere I go, people are going, yes, this is the message that's next, and this is what's up for me in my life. You know, people are experiencing a lot of challenges in their lives, lots of pain. Yeah. You know, it's very real, and I don't want to be in some la-la fairyland talking about love. I'm talking about something that is so practical that it helps us deal with and address the pain and the heartache and the challenge that we're going through in our lives.
Well, your book, the thing I really loved about it, and I'll be honest with you, I actually read it twice.
I love that. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Well, the book, what I really like about it, and this is what everyone who gets it is going to think the same thing, is it's a wonderful resource book. It isn't the type of book you just read once and go, oh, that's nice, and then you put it down. It's a type of thing you can keep going back to because you've got so many wonderful stories and suggestions. And I wanted to ask you, just before we go any further, because a lot of people might not really understand the title, and I'm wondering, I understand it because I've read it, but for those who, people who haven't, could you talk a little bit about it?
Yes. Most of us are used to what I call love for good reason, which means when I find the right person and when they treat me the right way and when everything is just right, then I'll experience love. Or when my kids act the right way, or when my husband is, brings me flowers or whatever it is, mm-hmm. then I can feel love. And that's not the full understanding or expression of love. The love that I'm talking about in Love for No Reason is an inner state of love that doesn't depend on any person or situation or romantic partner. Now, that doesn't mean we don't have those. I mean, of course, our relationships are actually enhanced when we experience this inner state of love that I'm talking about.
And it's so important, because I think that one of the reasons I really liked your book, Marcy, is that when I work with my clients, they don't come to me because of this, but it's something that they ultimately get. It's really learning to become their own best friend and learning to love themselves and treat themselves with honor. And I think your book just gives so many ways of how people can do that.
Oh, I agree with you completely. It is definitely the source of it all is in the ability to experience love inside of ourselves, and only then can we really love unconditionally of other people. And we're the hardest ones. I mean, can I share a story with you from one of the people I interviewed?
I would love for you to do that.
Yeah, because this speaks about self-love. I interviewed 150 love luminaries. These are people who were living in this expanded, heart-open state. You know, they were just radiant. You wanted to be around them. It was magnetic. And one of the people I interviewed is a woman named Sally South. And Sally had been decently happy. I mean, she'd been fine. I mean, no great ecstasy, but not horrible either. And one day, just before her 50th birthday, she was rushed to the hospital because she was violently ill. The doctors, after examining her, told her that she was going into liver failure, that her liver was failing, and that she needed a transplant, or she probably would only live about 3 days. Now, this was a complete shock to Sally. And actually, it was not a very good outlook, because the third day they had just found her a transplant. So she had that surgery, transplant surgery, and all went well. For about a year, she was fine. But a year later, she went back into the doctor for a routine exam, and the doctor told her that this liver was also failing, and that within 5 or 6 months, she would probably need another liver transplant. Now, this was miraculous to get one liver, but to get a second is really hard. But there was a woman in the waiting room that day that Sally met who had just had her third liver transplant in 3 years. And this woman was the most negative, critical, just dark cloud around her. This woman, Sally said she didn't want to be anywhere near her. And it reminded Sally that in Chinese medicine, our organs are each associated with an emotion, and the liver is associated with anger. And it made total sense to Sally, because this woman was so angry. But then Sally wondered about her own life and thought, well, I'm not angry at people. I'm not like that. And then she realized that she was angry towards herself. She had grown up in a really critical, judgmental family, and she was always judging herself, and she was never good enough. She was always beating herself up. So she decided at that moment that she was going to make a commitment to doing self-love practices every day. Every day she was going to do something to remove those blocks to herself, loving herself more. That's what she did. Every day she did some practices of self-love. 4 months later, she went back in for an exam to get ready for the transplant surgery. The doctor said, I don't know what happened. Your liver is completely healed. This is an absolute miracle. Well, that was 18 years ago, and Sally has never needed that liver transplant. She is one of the most happy, alive, vibrant, vital, full of love people I've ever met. She, about 10 years ago, met and married the man of her dreams. They are incredibly happy. And Sally says she's really glad that her liver failed, because it was what taught her once and for all that she had to learn how to have compassion for herself and get rid of those old negative judgments and really love herself.
That's such a wonderful story, Martha. I remember reading, the book is full of wonderful stories.
We remember stories, you know, 6 months from now, we'll remember that story.
And we can relate to it, too, because we all know people, either who like the woman who was the dark cloud or the person who just had that sudden illness. We all know people like that.
Right, and we all know that it could be us at some point.
Exactly. I wanted to ask you, you talked about the seven doorways to unconditional love,
mm-hmm.
and I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about that and maybe just kind of give some examples about that.
Sure. So the seven doorways, I found that, there are these main ways that we can open the heart. And I found it out by interviewing these love luminaries and seeing that they had certain qualities that were common amongst all of them. And when I looked at all of them, I noticed that they correlated quite dramatically to the chakra system or energy centers in the body. And so what I saw is that when each of the energy centers is a way to open up to greater love. So, for example, the first energy center, the root chakra is called, is the doorway of safety. So when we feel safe, when we feel grounded, when we feel able to be present in the here and now, then our hearts open up more. The second doorway is the doorway of vitality, when we feel alive and full of energy and vital, and our feelings are able to flow freely through us rather than us resisting our feelings and shutting us down. The third is the doorway of unconditional self-love, which we've just spoken of. The fourth is the doorway of openness, which has to do with being able to give and receive love equally, the ability to both let love in and let love out. Then the fifth is the doorway of communication. How we talk with others, how we listen to others, really helps or hurts our ability to live with an open heart. The sixth is the energy of the doorway of vision, which has to do with our perception, how we see life, our thought patterns, and how we can change our old thought patterns to shift so that we see things through the eyes of love. You know, you could have the Dalai Lama and a cranky person standing next to each other looking at the same thing, and they would see very different things because their doorways of perception are different. And then finally, there's the doorway of vision, of oneness, which has to do with feeling connected with everything in life, feeling connected with other people and feeling connected with nature and feeling that we're connected to this greater wholeness in life.
Well, one of my favorite ones that you were talking about was actually the heart. And I can't remember the name of it, I apologize, but I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about it, because
mm-hmm.
I know you talked a lot about some of the specifics in the heart versus the brain, and
yeah.
It was just so fascinating.
Well, let's do this. Let's give a practical experience
of
switching into what I call what is called the love response. See, most of us live most of our lives in the stress response. We are stressed out, and our bodies are experiencing the effects of that. But there's also the possibility of living in what's called the love response. And when we're in the love response, our brain activity is different, our heart rhythm patterns are different, our whole biochemistry is different. And so this little technique I'm going to invite you to do with me right now is something I learned from a group called the Institute of Heart Math. And they're the world's leading researchers on the heart and how it affects our health and our overall well-being. And this is a simple technique, three steps. So the first step is called the inner ease technique. The first step is to put your hand over your heart area. So and probably you don't want to do this if you're driving, but otherwise you feel free to do it. So just putting your hand over your heart automatically starts to release a hormone called oxytocin. And oxytocin is considered the love hormone. It's the hormone that makes us feel bonded and connected with each other. It's one of those feel-good hormones. Well, you can feel that just by putting your hand over your heart. It starts the process. Now, the second step is on each inhale and exhale, I want you to imagine that you are breathing in and out through your heart center. So you can either picture this or feel this, that your breath is coming in and out through the center of your heart. And take another breath with your breath coming in and out through the center of your heart. And now the third step. On each in-breath, I want you to imagine that you are breathing in ease, that you're breathing in love and compassion and care. And don't worry about your out-breath, just let it go out. But on the in-breath, inhale care and love and compassion. And one more in-breath, inhaling care and compassion and ease and love. And you can take your hand down and open your eyes if they're closed. So, Kate, how did that feel? How do you feel now?
That was wonderful, Marcy.
Isn't that amazing? How long it took? It took 30, well, a minute maybe.
Yeah, a
minute, what this does is it shifts you into the love response. Now, doing it for 1 minute isn't going to make any difference in your life. But doing it 5 or 6 times a day, every day for a couple of weeks, will absolutely start you in the habit of being more and more in the love response. And that's what we want, simple little steps that you take to get you into new habits. And in this case, the habit is the love response. And so I suggest just try this for a couple weeks. You can do it while you're at the grocery store, standing in line at the grocery store. You can do this when you're sitting at a business meeting and you're bored or you're frustrated. People don't even have to know that you're doing it. And just experiment and see if you don't feel different in your life.
It's such a wonderful technique, and you've got so many of them. One of my favorite ones, and you have to understand, I live in Boston, so I couldn't go out and do it, but just to say, go out in your bare feet and stand in the grass.
Oh, yeah.
It
has to do with the doorway of safety. It has to do with feeling grounded.
Yes.
We so often feel ungrounded. We don't even know it. And there's an energy, a vibration that comes through the earth. So when you stand with your feet barefoot on the earth, you are taking in this energetic vibration of the land, and it's helping feed you. It's helping feed your body and your energy body. And it's been said that that in the last 50 years, indigenous cultures have gotten much less healthy, and it happened around the time that they started wearing shoes or sandals or flip-flops, and they stopped walking barefoot on the earth. And
really?
It's an interesting concept. I know that days when I just, and you know, you probably, you're right, you don't want to do it in Boston in the winter, but there are other ways in which you can feel grounded. And even especially if you get off of airplanes, there's some important things that you can do to feel grounded. One thing to do, and this is really simple, is the base of our body, it's called the perineum, clenches up when we are feeling fear or ungrounded. If you just relax the muscles in the perineum, in the base of your body, in the pelvic floor, you will start to feel more grounded and more connected and more in the love response.
And that's something very easy for people to do.
Something very easy. Now, we've talked about physical things. Shall we talk about something emotional that we can do?
That would be perfect. Thank you.
Okay. So one of the big places where people get stuck is in forgiveness or lack of forgiveness, in holding resentment in their hearts, in holding grudges, in not being able to let go. We can't have miraculous lives when we are still holding any kind of anger or resentment towards other people. So one of the practices that I love is a practice of forgiveness. And this is the technique, and I'm really big into techniques. I have 14 techniques in Love for No Reason for each of the 14 keys to an open heart. And by the way, one of the techniques is EFT, the Emotional Freedom Technique, which I absolutely love. And I know you are a complete, wonderful ambassador of that. But this one technique that I want to share right now is called Ho'oponopono.
Oh, yeah.
And it's easier to do than it is to say. It's an ancient Hawaiian kahuna practice of forgiveness. And if you've got a pen and paper, write these four sentences down, because what you're going to do is you're going to say these four sentences internally. You don't even have to say them out loud, towards the person or situation that you have any kind of problem or resentment with. And the four sentences are simply, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And what you do is you just close your eyes and spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes sending those thoughts, those feelings towards the situation that's unresolved in your life and watch what happens. I have used this for a number of years now. I've had thousands of people that I know use this, and they just, I hear story after story that's remarkable. And I'll just share with you one example in my own life of how how Ho'oponopono has really had a major effect. And that is about a year and a half ago, my sister and I got in an argument, and we stopped talking. Now, this had never happened between us before, and I was very uncomfortable. It was painful. About 3 months into this, my whole family had to gather to move my mother from her home of 58 years to assisted living. And so the morning of the move came, and I showed up at my mom's apartment to unpack her, and the rest of my family was there. And sure enough, my sister and I did not even acknowledge each other. We didn't say hello. We didn't hug each other. Nothing. The whole morning went on, and I totally avoided her. I walked to the other side of the room so I wouldn't have to make eye contact. After 3 hours of this, I couldn't stand it anymore. So I went to my car to take a break. And on my way to the car, I remembered Ho'oponopono. So I sat in my car for the next 10 minutes, and I practiced it on her, sending this message to her, you know, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And I sent the same message to myself. And I felt a huge shift. My heart just opened up, and I felt all this compassion for my sister. I understood why she was upset. It was like this whole turnaround. So I went back into the apartment, but I didn't say anything. 3 minutes later, my sister came over to me out of the blue, took my hand and said, here, Marcy, come, let's go into Mom's closet and unpack her closet together. Wow. I couldn't believe it. An hour later, we were at lunch, and she handed me her baked potato and said, here, I know you love these, have mine. It was like everything had turned around, so I pulled my brother aside. I said, so what did you tell her while I was gone? He said, nobody said anything to her. We don't know what happened. And I'm telling you, I am so glad I did that, because 9 months later, I found myself with my sister back in that same closet of my mother's, but this time packing her things because she had just passed away. And I don't know what those 9 months would have been like had my sister and I still had that unforgiveness between us.
Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, because forgiveness or not forgiving people, it can just totally block your life. And to be able to let it go, and the technique you use is such an amazing technique anyways.
I do love that technique.
It is. And you know what, Marcy? Sometimes we tap it in.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
So combining two of my very favorite techniques out
exactly.
there, Ho'oponopono with tapping.
Exactly.
Yay. I'm going to try that.
Well, that's one of the reasons I love your book. You have so many amazing, you know, I'm looking at all the things you have, and I said, this is just like the perfect resource for people. I mean, all the years that I spent, not like a zillion years, but a couple of years finding out all these different things, like about heart math and nonviolent communication and all sorts of things. And they're like, Marcy's got everything in the book. Everything that a person needs is in her book. It's just so amazing.
Well, thank you. I went out there and I searched everything. I went to everywhere. I interviewed everybody. I found everything. And I took what I saw worked the best for me and for people across the board. So these are tried and true processes that truly can open your heart. And honestly, there's nothing more important. People say to me, oh, I can't be dealing with this right now. I've got too many challenges in my life. I've got health problems, or I've lost my job, or I have financial issues, or my relationship is falling apart. I can't focus on this love thing right now. And it's exactly when it's time to focus on it, because when you experience a greater state of heart openness, of love, everything in your life changes. This is the one thing that changes everything.
Well, Marcy, you're absolutely right, and people need this, because that's the whole point we're all here. The whole point is not to have a widescreen TV or get a fancy car. The whole point is to enjoy each day. And your book, and actually, you know, everything else you've done in the past, really helps people get there, and it's just so important what you're doing.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because if you've studied people who have had near-death experiences,
mm-hmm.
they always report back that at the end of life, we have a life review. And during the life review, there's basically one question. It's the only question that's asked. It's like a final exam. It's a one-question final exam here. And the question is, how well did you love? How much did you expand your capacity to love? So it really is our job description here on Earth. It's our purpose for being here. It's why we are on the planet. And so our job is really to remove all of the blocks, because love is the essence of who we are. It's not about creating love. It's about really removing the blocks to receiving and experiencing the love that we are by nature. And so that's to me what it's about. And I don't think this is a final exam that you can cram for at the very end. I think you got to be doing it now. And there's a beautiful quote by Rumi. Let me just read this to you. It says, "Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it."
Oh, that's so beautiful.
And that's really what EFT is doing. It's finding what are the barriers that are preventing me from experiencing love. You know, I was very fortunate because I interviewed Nick Ortner, who is, of course, a great, did the Tapping movie, the Tapping Solution movie, and great master EFT practitioner. And he did a special session with me, like a master class, on how to tap for removing the blocks, removing our obstacles to unconditional love, for our self-judgments and criticisms. And it's a beautiful, amazing session, and it's actually one of the 12 free bonus gifts that people get when they go to the website at thelovebook.com and order Love for No Reason. So I love EFT and its role in all of this.
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. I just have one final comment for you.
Sure.
I know our show is getting close to the end, but actually, well, kind of more of a question for you. That really the whole point, I think, about your book, too, is that once people make these changes, you know, and they're gradual changes, it's just as they start feeling better about themselves, they're going to be attracting all that they want in their lives. That's how I'm interpreting your book.
Well, not only that, I would say two things. The two major things are going to happen. Number one, they're going to start, as we open up more and more to this essence of who we are as love, we do naturally start attracting to us our desires more easily. It's how the law of attraction works, is that it works on this energy of our vibration, and the highest vibration is the vibration of love. So that's the first thing. But then people always say to me, "Oh, well, is it selfish? You know, this is all about attracting what you want." Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is, this is the least selfish thing that you could possibly do, because when each of us is living in love, not falling in love, but living in this state of love, it's affecting everyone around us. It's affecting our families. It's affecting the people in our workplaces. It's affecting our friends. We start radiating love so that they pick up on it. You know, there's something called emotional contagion, and it says that we catch the emotions of the people around us like we catch their colds. And so we want to be generating this energy that is really that's what we want to spread in the world. And I know we're getting close to time where we're going to close, but I want to make sure that I say this Chinese proverb, because I think it sums up why, Kate, you're doing the work you're doing and why everyone here is listening. It goes like this. It says, "There is light in the soul. When there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. When there is beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. When there is harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world." My prayer and my wish for every one of us listening today, every one of us here today, is that each of us feel that light in our own souls, that love in our own lives, that we live in love for no reason or unconditional love. And through that, we create more peace here on this planet of ours.
Oh, Marcy, thank you so much for sharing that, and thank you so much for being on my show today. It's been, I can't even express how wonderful it's been.
Well, I'm thrilled. I invite everyone to sort of join in on this love revolution that's going on right now. You know, the Beatles so many years ago said all you need is love, and I think what's happening is it's coming alive here on the planet now. So I invite everybody to go to thelovebook.com. Thelovebook.com is the website that has Love for No Reason and all these other 12 bonus gifts that you get that are worth about $700. including this EFT session with Nick Ortner and an amazing interview that I did with Ram Dass. It was a video interview that I did with Ram Dass, who wrote Be Here Now, and he talks all about unconditional love. I have a course there on ideal relationships and a fantastic meditation with Spring Forest Qigong Master Chun Yi Lin. So join in on the love revolution.
So everybody go to thelovebook.com and join in. And Marcy, thank you again for being here. I really appreciate it, and I hope you'll come back again.
Oh, thank you, Kate. I would love to. I really love what you're doing, and I wish you and everyone here listening that 2011 is a year of true, deep love.
Well, thank you so much. And everybody, thank you for joining us, and have a wonderful night. Bye. Bye, Marcy.
Bye-bye.